Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we chose Cynthia Izaguirre, a news anchor from WFFA in Dallas, Texas. Now, during a recent segment, Cynthia was talking about the launch of the San Diego Comic-Con. That would be the international multi-genre entertainment event that is regarded as the single largest pop culture festival in the world, but obviously with a huge concentration on superheroes and comic books as well. Well, as she's wrapping up her little piece, showing some glimpses of what is to come, here's what Cynthia had to say about it as she wrapped it up.
And who's your favorite Marvel Comics hero? Mine is Superman. Remember the motto? With great power comes great responsibility. Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you again at 6.
Yeah, nerds' heads exploded right there, Dan, in case you don't know. And it's just the way she says it, right? I did a little research. She's like a mother of five. That's why her voice kind of had that tone, because her kids are watching. And who's your favorite Marvel superhero? She says Superman. One, he is not Marvel, he is DC. Nerds' heads explode. She makes it worse because she then quotes, with great power comes great responsibility, which does not apply to Superman. It applies to Spider-Man. So all the nerds, they were like, you got everything wrong that you said.
Yeah, I saw that last thing on Twitter. People were real fired up, but I didn't get why it was so bad.
To the point, it would be like, because you do it to people, and you're like, and Mr. Spock and Chewbacca rode off to the Death Star.
I think
you
go, nerds!
Right.
Yeah, right.
Everything she said
I
was wrong.
I love Star Wars. Like,
yeah. But at least you know what you're doing. So let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played? Right.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, fellas?
Hola. Hi, Kyle. You understand how this here game is played?
I do.
All right, fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating. Will you guess the foreign objects that ended up on the inside of someone?
Let's go bite me.
Just eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
By the way, quick side note, if you get bed bugs even once from a certain chain, don't stay there anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just watching all the texts that come in and explain their experiences. All right, here is your story. A woman chipped her tooth after biting into a hamburger containing something at a McDonald's in southwestern Japan. The 26-year-old woman went to McDonald's and purchased a rich cheese melt tsukimi hamburger to go. I have no idea what that is, but okay. I will try it. Anyway, she noticed a foreign object just after biting into the burger. She said she felt pain in her mouth and then went to a hospital the same day. Her tooth had about a 1 millimeter chip in it and was diagnosed with acute pulpitis. You know what that is? I don't. Anyway, she says, quote, I was looking forward to having lunch. I don't know what I would do if the same thing happens again. The question is, what did she bite into and end up chipping her tooth? Was it a piece of metal? Was it another tooth? Was it a piece of glass? Or was it actually just a piece of gristle? So again, you have a piece of metal, another tooth, a piece of glass, or gristle?
That's an odd one. You know, I'm leaning toward glass for whatever reason. But as always, what do you guys think?
I'm going to go metal, man.
Okay.
Metal.
Metal, man.
That's a tough one, man. There's not a lot of hints there. She was at a McDonald's.
She went to McDonald's. She got her rich cheese melt zucchini burger to go. Bit into it. Chipped her tooth.
I'm going with glass.
There you go, glass.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what else to say, man.
What do you think, Ted?
Yeah, I'm with him. I think glass. Maybe a cutter, too. There's okay. Part of me. You know what? Screw it. I'm going tooth. Tooth on tooth violence.
Tooth. All right. Okay, Kyle, hang on. We're going to find out what she bit into. Was it metal, tooth, a glass, or gristle next?
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW.
Categories bite me on profilers. We got a woman who chipped her tooth after biting into a delicious hamburger over in Japan. Question is, what did she chomp down into to chip her tooth? Was it metal, tooth, glass, or gristle?
First of all, you lying son of a bitch, it was not a hamburger. It was the rich cheese melt zucchini burger.
Oh.
Which, Mike, can we look that up?
Okay.
I have no idea what the hell that is. But Miles does raise the question that we posed to you, Kyle, which is, what in the hell did she find inside of it? Now, let's see here. Kyle, you went glass. And just, you know, a lot of people on the text line, they agreed with you. However, not glass. Not glass. That's all right. Ted, I like where your head is at. Tooth on tooth violence, biting to another tooth.
Ow.
Like, you got, anytime someone bites into like a tooth or a finger or something like that, like they have a much different response. In this case, Miles, you're correct. It was meta.
I am all about that thing.
All right, so what's this burger you got here?
It is two slices of cheese.
All right.
A piece of what looks to be pork belly, a fried egg, and then some type of aioli type of mustard.
That
or
looks
mayonnaise.
Legit, man.
Honestly, and it's not on a ciabatta roll or a pretzel rub.
What the hell?
Let's call that. Call that stuff mayonnaise.
Oh, the aioli. Ted, this is what I figured out.
It's flavored with aioli.
I figured it out after years of doing this over the difference between mayonnaise and aioli, other than absolutely nothing. If the mayonnaise has a color, you can get away with calling it aioli.
Something else.
Yeah, or garlic, right. If it has a flavor. I get it. I get why restaurants do it, but like, we're not doing
it. I get it. It sounds so fancy. It's like, it's mayonnaise, brother.
What I always say, palm frites in a bechamel sauce.
Jesus.
Cheesy fries.
It's a drive-thru. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today,
Seth Meyers.
The Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel,
or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted?
There it is.
Or is it late night?
It is right there. The title of these guys have teams of talented writers to help them come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Rapper Eminem has opened a mom's spaghetti restaurant, and it has inspired fellow rapper Cardi B to open a restaurant serving waffles and pancakes, which of course will be called WAP.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith! The best one I've written all week.
How's a good one?
I was pretty proud of that.
Waffles made.
I was excited today. Mm-hmm. Waiting to spit straight fire.
Mom's spaghetti, that's what he's calling
it. It is, yeah.
The one reference I get from Eminem of Mom's spaghetti is that he puked it up on his sweater.
It is, but Mike and I were thinking, like, that might be one of the most famous references to food in a song. Like, I thought about a quesadilla joke with... But that would
Nickelback, right?
But that would you would tell that was me. So then, right?
I'm just saying, like the one reference you make to your mom's spaghetti, you vomited. And I know it's because you're nervous. But still, that's not a great sales pitch.
Mom's spaghetti. I got the recipe. It's called Prego. NBC is back. NBC is bringing back the original Law and Order for a 21st season. At this point, when there's a body in Central Park, like six different Law and Order casts show up to investigate.
My bad.
Nope. It was just that one guy laughing up front first.
I'll say Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Yeah, that's Fallon.
After 11 years off the air, NBC is bringing back the original Law and Order for a 21st season. At this point, when there's a body in Central Park, like six different Law and Order casts show up to investigate.
Here's my question. Is it technically your 21st season if you've been off the air for 11 seasons? You know what I mean? Because they brought back a few shows, right? So it was going to be called Roseanne. She screwed up with the Conners, all right? So they had a good run. It went away. Now it's back. Are we going to say this is like, what, their 12th season?
That's what they're saying. They're saying this is the 21st season.
Yeah, come on.
After passing Jeff Bezos this week to once again become the world's richest person, Tesla CEO Elon Musk said he was going to send Bezos a silver medal and a statue of the number two. But then it turned out the only way to do it was through Amazon.
That sounds like Sapphire's
it. It is.
After passing Jeff Bezos this week to once again become the world's richest person, Tesla CEO Elon Musk said he was going to send Bezos a silver medal and a statue of the number two. But then it turned out the only way to do that was with Amazon.
The CDC will soon decide whether it's okay to mix and match booster shots from different vaccines. Who knew we could mix and match vaccines like tops and bottoms at Old Navy?
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, it's Fallon.
The CDC will soon decide whether it's okay to mix and match booster shots from different vaccines. Amazing. Who knew we could mix and match vaccines like tops and bottoms at Old Navy?
Ted, we have an update.
What's up?
Aioli and mayonnaise are not the same thing. Traditional aioli does not have eggs in it, just has olive oil. Mayonnaise has to have egg whites.
Okay.
It's actually called aioli because it means oil. I need aioli change in my car. Mm-hmm. See, that sounds fancy.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, I mean, that explains it.
Yeah. And sometimes I just feel like people are like, it's with the garlic aioli. Like, just put mayonnaise on it, man. It's a goddamn hamburger.
Agreed.
I don't know, I'm so
you'd
upset.
Make a great waiter. Put mayonnaise in your burger, player. Shut up.
Right. Like, look, it's going to taste good.
Fancy ass.
All right, this is a strange one, and I just, I was going to read this story, but, you know, Jake Gyllenhaal, he was actually on The Tonight Show. Mike, did I get even close to spelling Gyllenhaal?
No.
No, all right. Just for the record, does everybody know how to spell Gyllenhaal?
Gyllenhaal?
A-A-L.
Ah, so close.
What did I spell it as, Mike? I did this on the fly.
You were fairly close. Like I know the name that you were going for, but it was Gyllenhaal.
That's not the worst.
Yeah, all right.
Phonetically correct.
Anyhow, Jake Gyllenhaal has a dog. It's getting old. He was with Jimmy Fallon. Just listen to this.
It's good to see you, buddy. You seem kind of down.
Edit. Cut my dog's off. As he's gotten a little bit older, he's 7 years old now, his prostate has become a problem. So they suggested that I get him neutered for health reasons. Oof. And so I said, okay, good. You know, that needs to happen. My doctor had suggested that maybe he should get nudicles. They're what? Prosthetic testicles. So I said, no.
Of course, yeah.
Of course. And then I was like, well, what do they look like? You know?
Dude, you can get in trouble for Googling this stuff like that.
So what I saw was what happens with a dog when they don't have them. And it's just an empty sack of...
All right, Jake, thanks.
So I ended up calling my doctor the night before surgery and saying, can we get these things, these nudicles? Anyway, long story short, he has nudicles.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Can't believe his dog was seven before he got the damn thing.
Supposedly you can get them for any... Yeah, I know, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Supposedly you get them for any pets... get neutered, including dogs, cats, horses, and bulls.
What about people, man? Something happens to my testicles, like, hey, take them off my dog, give them to me.
Or I want bigger ones.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like as a human being, if you lost your testicles, I bet doctors would adhere a different... You know what I mean? Like, people lose limbs and we give them fake limbs.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you actually straight up lost your testicles, I think they'd hook you up with fake ones.
Cool. Yeah, but they still have to ask.
The problem is, when you think about genitalia and fake, you think good.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Like, I think improved.
You can argue about boobs or whatever, but like at the end of the day, like, do you, real or fake? Can I see it? Like, I don't care.
Yeah, right.
You know? Like, right? Like, I wish it had. So, like, with testicles, it's like, ooh, fake ones. Do they look cooler? It's like, no, I lost mine. These don't even work.
Okay. But like,
it wasn't an upgrade. It was just upgrade.
You meet very few women who say the sexiest part of a dude, and I'm sure they exist, but overwhelmingly, few women say the sexiest part of a man is that wrinkled, mildly fuzzy, grotesque-looking, half-melted candle sack you have hanging below your penis. Like, that's not my sales, but even if I had fake ones, I'd make them look better.
What if you could operate them like the clapper, and they have a light in them, like, and they just light up. So, like, you know, like you're naked, trying to find the bathroom in the hotel room, you know what I mean? Like, right. And then they just pop on, and you got, like, you know, kind of a nightlight.
I'm just trying to walk, man.
Put on a light show during sex.
Sure, that's what I'm saying.
You
put on
a strobe
feature.
But every time
one lights up, then the other, and they blink back and forth. They could beat to music. You know what I mean?
But every time you go somewhere, there's applause. People are like, dude, are your testicles laughing?
Yes,
stop
are,
clapping,
right?
Man.
They love this show.
It's like a strobe light.
Dude, look at that.
It would also be weird if I was at a sporting event and it's like nighttime and you're. Crotch keeps lighting up.
You right. will be on the Jumbotron yeah. next time.
Tell me it would be the hit of every party. Dude, we got to bring him over.
Let me show you a trick. Clap your hands.
You're not going to believe this. I swear to God.
I just can't believe they even make that product.
And who is it for? Is it for the owners to feel better? I can't imagine. I mean, like, I don't think a dog's happy to lose his testicles, but I can't imagine, like, hey, could you do me a solid and just make it look like
honestly, God, the truth, the matter that bothers me the most, I bet people are buying, or whoever the breeder is that's using this.
Oh, right.
Is telling people that this is Jake Gyllenhaal's dog, offspring or whatever, and just ramping up the cost of it. You know what I mean? It's just.
I would.
I mean, I would guess that's the ploy here, because I'm guessing that's why you had testicles for 7 years.
Some people just don't get their dogs neutered. Or right. spayed.
It's not that, but a lot of time when your dog gets out of the yard, not that you're encouraging right. him to do it, but he's like, yeah. I am looking at that chihuahua down the street.
And that's why they're getting out of the yard constantly, because
as part of their, you really want to get out of the yard. And it's like,
right.
I smell some chihuahua.
I got business to do.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm always shocked. Like, oh, man, your dog's still got a satchel.
Yeah, it does surprise you. Like, oh,
me
damn.
Too.
All
but right, I grew man. Up, especially here.
I grew up skipping school and listening to Bob Barker.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
Yeah, spaying rid of your pet. Yeah, right. And that's how Ted learned to love animals, by skipping school, kids.
It's the truth, though.
Right.
Also allowed me to learn how to yodel.
Take that any way you like.
All right, let's see. We got a list here of some of the most... Netflix doesn't share a ton of data, but they do have like the most popular series, right?
Okay.
So popular series by hours... Number one is Bridgerton. That's what I was saying yesterday. 625 million hours.
It is funny to me only because my wife watches it, right? And I know why.
It's a love story.
But that is not why she watches it. She's very open.
What is
the
man's
name? I like the brother on the show. And then she has a group of friends that watch it. And the only conversation, I rarely hear them talk about the plot of the show, all right? So I will hear these little snippets of conversation, and it's always... Oh my God! Did you see the scene where so and so had a shirt off? Basically, it's like us watching Baywatch.
I'm gonna
the beginning and end.
Does it bother you at all that you look nothing like that man?
I don't care because look, if I'm masturbating, I'm not picturing her. I would assume she knows that.
Like, I just
look,
Googled,
these are the people I can't be with.
I'm gonna Google.
That's why it's a fantasy.
Bridgerton brother on the show.
Yeah.
Well, he's the main character. You don't have to put in that he's a brother.
No, but brother on the show.
Mm-hmm. Also, right he's here. Hosted SNL. He's actually a really good actor.
He is.
Kind of looks like Trevor Noah.
Every woman out there apparently wants him to get all smooth up in him.
Yeah, I had somebody recommend the show to me, and I was like, why? And they're like, well, you watch all those like English gangster shows and this and that. I'm like, right, why would I want to watch a love story just because it's in England?
That's not how this works.
Second on it was Money Heist, which...
I've never even heard of.
Oh, Money Heist is good.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's the Italian one, right?
That's Money Heist,
yeah. Or is it French? They're speaking a different language, aren't they?
I think
they?
It's Italian.
Okay.
I listen to it dubbed over.
Yeah.
I don't want to read that much. I leave my reading to half and half, like Narcos.
Yeah.
And then last on the list is Stranger Things 2.
Okay.
Now they have most popular movies, numbers of hours. People spent the most time, hour-wise, watching Bird Box.
I heard mixed reviews on it. Some people said it was really good. Some people said it was really bad. Sandra Bullock thing, some kind of weird horror-ish movie.
Right. So, for some reason, she can't look at the monsters. I haven't seen the movie
because
yet.
Because she understands how horror movies are. If you don't look right at them, they don't mess with you.
My guess is Irishman's on there. Wasn't that a Netflix movie?
That is. And you're goddamn right it is, because that movie was like 4 hours long to begin with.
Wow.
And I like everybody.
That's why I never would watch it. I'd look at that and go, hell no.
Right. And none of them are Irish.
But then, as you would say, Ted, I'd just sit down and watch 4 hours of mindless television anyway.
It is the truth. Extraction. That one was one of the most popular ones, too.
I remember the name. I know nothing about it.
All right. Now, this one, this list I like. Most popular series by number of accounts. Number one, still Bridgerton.
Damn.
Now, number two is a movie that comes to us from France. Or not a movie, a series that comes to us from France. I've talked about it. I don't think anybody in the room has watched it yet. Dang it. I'm thrilled. And Mike, I know you would like it. Haz, I think you would too. I don't know if you're big on capers. Lupin.
You have told us about that, and I still haven't.
Oh, Lupin is phenomenal. And the first season is only like 4 or 5 episodes. The second one's only 4 or 5 episodes. But it's based on a book series where the guy, it was something Lupin, and he's like the gentleman thief and this and that.
Right. Okay.
So this guy basically does the same thing, but it's like he's like real life, this and that, and his kid, and they read the books all the time. It's a really good series. And then The Witcher. I don't really know what that one's about. But yeah,
it's based off a video game series.
All right. And then, right, same thing. Most popular movies, number of counts. Extraction, Bird Box, Spencer Confidential.
I've never heard of the third one.
Spencer Confidential.
Sounds like a bad porn that Cinemax would have put on.
Diaries.
Does. Red Shoe Diaries. Is that what you're thinking about on Showtime?
Confidential. I think Confidential.
Yeah, and it's, what was the Confidential?
Bud. I'm going to see some bud.
There was something.
Was it L.A. Confidential?
I don't remember, but if I saw it was on, I'm going to go ahead and flip in and look at some boomers.
It might have been L.A. Confidential. There was a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Tonight, you got some Thursday Night Football. You got the Bengals hosting the Jaguars. So
woo!
I feel
cat
like
on cat violence.
I feel like the Bengals should win that.
They call it the Battle of the Whiskers.
Mm-hmm. If you have Apple TV Plus, the series premiere of The Problem with Jon Stewart, that starts tonight too.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room. Man buys bulletproof vest and gets a bright idea of testing it out. Man finds painting a Goodwill he made when he was a young bright sprout. And a Florida woman is seen driving her convertible Mini Cooper with a full-size couch on top. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Wrong mouse. All right, our top story. We go to Wisconsin, where local authorities are on the lookout for a stolen item. The item was a piece that was stolen from a booth at a local art fair, the creative which saw the two suspects eyeballing it as they were setting up their booth and was able to identify them on surveillance footage after it went missing. The piece? A bronze figurine of Humpty Dumpty sitting on a toilet. Can you guys see
classic.
This thing?
Classic, yes.
I did, yeah.
It's fantastic.
I told you I would steal that.
I would. Again, there's a handful of different pieces that I would just, that looks kind of fun and I'd leave it there. But I wouldn't risk anything to steal it. This Humpty Dumpty that's sitting on a toilet, it's fantastic. I
absolutely
love this thing. He's reading a book, his pants are down, like he's underway on this thing. I like it. We go to Florida, another news where a man was arrested after getting off of a plane. Everything went as normal during the flight, but after it landed in Miami, the man says that he wasn't feeling well and deplaned before anyone else. The only issue with his exit is that he left the plane via the emergency exit, in which he actually walked onto the wing. Bad move. He was arrested and taken to the hospital for high blood pressure, but the rest of the plane was emptied normally and did not delay any other flight. So you got to give the guy that while he was being stupid and ran out of the emergency exit onto the wing, he didn't take anybody else down with him.
I get the idea this guy doesn't fly a lot.
No.
Alone.
Yes. I want to walk out on a wing sometime. I don't know if I will ever get that opportunity.
I just want the slide. Just one time to go down the slide.
That's all you need. Just the one time.
In a non-emergency situation.
And
it's not fun when I'm panicked.
And you'd get over it instantly. But, hey, at least you went down the slide.
I just want to take a flight where the one person doesn't get up before everyone else grabs their bag and start running to the front.
Exactly.
Not going to happen.
Goodness gracious. Honestly, yes. If anybody ever has been on a flight that isn't like two people on the plane, where it lands and everybody just sticks to themselves and nobody sprints to the front of the plane, please email it in. I would love to tell that. That'll be my top story of the day. Playing lanes without anybody sprinting to the front.
Everyone's
like a
patient.
Jackass. Still in Florida, local authorities are shaking their heads at a couple dum-dums. A man went had to be taken to the hospital after he wanted to test out, you guessed it, a bulletproof vest.
I want to make sure this thing works.
It does work.
It went about
the
as
problem
well as you can expect.
Tried to explain is this. Like, look, the bulletproof vest prevents the bullet, like, from piercing you.
Right.
But it's still like someone took a sledgehammer and swung it full speed into your chest. Like,
right.
It still hurts.
Exactly.
It still causes a problem. It just, like, right, the bullet does not penetrate you. It does not reduce pain.
Right.
It just...
It spreads the impact so that, like you said, it doesn't pierce.
And that way imagine, all of you can hurt.
Imagine somebody with a sledgehammer hits you, but hey, you've got a big old 2x4 block sitting on your chest.
Right.
You feel good? No. It sucks. And again, if you've ever seen the aftermath of somebody shot with a vest on, they have a bruise that you couldn't match with anything.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson hasn't put this much bruising on a man before. Holy smokes. Fun story out of Denver. A man was out with his family shopping at the local Goodwill. Whilst perusing the aisles, he came across a painting that looked oddly familiar. And that's when he realized it was his. He had painted the piece 20 years ago at the age of 14, and it was good enough for his teacher to enter it into the local art show. He even managed to sell the piece for $150.
Really?
That's how good this thing was, right?
Damn.
He did bring the painting home for the bargain price of $20 and now plans to sell it again online using the proceeds as a donation to breast cancer research.
Oh, that's nice. Cool. Okay.
Maybe it's the fact that he was able to sell it at that art show and got $150 for it, but I don't know if I could even recognize any of the art that I did in high school.
I think the only reason he can is because obviously he did a good job.
Sure.
But I can take a lot of my kids.
Won an award.
Right.
I did science projects that did, you know, they were just science projects. You make the little lungs out of a 2-liter bottle.
Hey, mine were so bad, I'd recognize, like, science project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It was that bad.
What happened with it? What was the project that was so bad?
Like, you know, like science fair, you got to make the project.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't even know it was on, but I remember the teacher, like my science teacher, Mr. Schaefer, we're buddies now, but he was like, this is awful.
Oh, no.
And okay. He's like, when did you do this? He's like, don't answer. You did it last night. And then my cousin John, whose mom worked at the grocery store, there was like a big deal. He used to save the receipts. He could get this and that. So we kind of paid him off in receipts just to get me to like a D minus or something.
Oh,
just
no.
To not have a failing grade.
Had you have done it the night before?
Yeah, of course.
Attaboy. To India, where a man was detained at the airport. Security noticed the man walking a little suspiciously and decided to have a conversation with him. Their hunch proved to be correct as the man was smuggling gold in the old prison wallet. All in all, officials were able to recover roughly 900 grams of gold paste out of the man's rectum. And
wow.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. More Men's Room on the way. The Men's Room Happy Hour is next. We'll see you coming up with Dirty Big Dummy.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we'll be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.